The next patient is Stephen Durance. The last name is D-U-R-R-A-N-C-E. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. Unfortunately, we don't have a tissue diagnosis. We think that it's a nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. The possibility of FSGS is entertained, period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done October the 18th of 2022 has a creatinine of 2.98, estimated GFR of 22, and a BUN of 35, period. The protein creatinine ratio remains to be 1.8 grams. He has been oscillated between 1.2 grams and 3 grams. Unfortunately, he is not a candidate to give medications like SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, finerenone, period. The reason, the estimated GFR is too low, period. The patient is taking ARBs. Number two, arterial hypertension. Interestingly, the patient went into a plant-based diet, and he has lost 15 pounds in a matter of 3 to 4 months. He is feeling better. He doesn't like the idea that he cannot eat the processed food, but it's in the best interest to get a low-sodium diet, a fluid restriction, and most importantly, the protein restriction, avoiding the processed foods. Following number, the patient has anemia. This anemia has two components. The one is that he changed the supplementation of iron from 2 tablets to 1, and the other possibility would be the fact that he's not eating red meat. We are going to increase the supplementation of iron PO to 2 tablets per day, and we're going to repeat the iron saturation that went down to 14%. The patient continues with a hemoglobin between 11 and 10. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the patient continues to take supplementation. The blood levels are adequate. Following number, the patient has a BPH, the ultrasound showed on July the 30th, 2021, there was enlarged prostate. Nocturia is times one. The only thing is that the patient has noticed decreasing the strength of the urinary stream, period. We are going to consider a recommendation to the primary care to refer him to urologist. Overall, the patient is stable, asymptomatic, losing weight, feeling well, period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.